If the Dayanim, when they estimated and appraised the value of the man that passed away's assets, let's say, for example, a woman is being toveh her ksuva, she wants her ksuva, or people, let's say, have money that they need to collect from this person that passed away, and the Dayanim want to appraise, let's say, how much land is worth that he left over. So what happens if when they appraise it, they give land less than what it's worth by a sixth, or they add a sixth to the value, erroneously, meaning they appraise it for 1/6 higher than what it's really worth. Michron batel. In this case, if this land was sold because of an error of Beis Din, the Mechira is nullified. Now, normally, we said in the previous mission, there's a concept of ein onah b'karkos. There's no overpricing and underpricing by land. So Tosfos Tev says that this case is different because in this case, everybody's being somech on Beis Din to not make any mistakes. And therefore, when somebody's buying land from Beis Din, there's an assumption that the value that the land is being sold at is the real value. And therefore, even over here, it's going to be batel because the buyer is going to be makbid on onah. And also, if they sell it for less than what it's worth, the Ran explains in the Meiri that it's also no good because Beis Din is serving as the shluchim for the Yisomim. When they sell it for less than what it's worth, that's not what they're being shluchim for. So therefore, it's batel in both cases. Rabbi Shim ben Gamliel Omer, Michron Kayim. Rabbi Shim Gamliel says, in this case, if it's only a sixth, it's still a good sale. Imkein ma koch Beis Din Yafa. Because if you're going to say it's not a good sale, then what strength are you giving to Beis Din? However, Tosfos Tev brings the Gemara that even Rav Shim Gamliel holds that you only go so far up to a half above what it's worth or below. But if it's, let's say they sell it for less than half of what it's worth or more than half of what it's worth, then everybody agrees that the Mechir is batel. However, the Mishnah ends, Avilam Asu Igeres Bikaris. However, if they made like a letter that would publicize the value of the sale of the land that they're selling, Afilu Machru Shava Mana B'Masayim, even if they sell something worth 100 and they sell it for 200, Ayshava Masayim B'Mana, or vice versa, they sell something that's worth 200 for 100, Michron Kayim. Here it's a good sale because they made this letter to publicize, and even the Tanakama, who the Rav says we hold like, not like Rav Shim Gamliel, but even according to Tanakama, that said that the Mechir is batel, if it's only a sixth, they would agree that if there is this Igeres Bikares, this publication letter, where people would have time to look into it, then even if it's up into a half, less or more than a half, it's still a good sale. But if it's more than a half, then it seems, Taisenta brings the Kesef Mishnah, that there is a din of onah, overcharging by karka, if it's more than a half. Shaila is what about exactly a half? It's mashma from the Mishnah that exactly a half is not onah, as Taisenta explains in his Maskana.